Alaskans around the state turned out at various venues last night for the only vice presidential debate between Governor Sarah Palin and Senator Joe Biden. In Sitka, those attending a Republican rally seemed pleased with Palin's performance, while down the street at the Westmark, a standing room only crowd was less enthusiastic. From Sitka, KCAW's Bonnie Sue Hitchcock has the story.
I say it ain't so, Joe. There you'll go again.
It was these kinds of playful comments that drew applause and chuckles from Sitka's Republicans, who were mostly low-key as they gathered to support Alaska's governor in her first and only debate since being named John McCain's running mate 5 weeks ago. About 30 people turned out for the rally, and afterwards, those interviewed praised the governor's performance.
I thought she was very quick.
I think everybody thought that Joe Biden would really rake her over the coals, but I think they both did well, and they were both gracious, and I don't think he patronized her, and I think that she came across very smart.
She definitely does have a way of directing the conversation the way she wants it to go, and I guess that can be translated in different ways as not directly answering the question, but she got to the points that she thought were important to answer, and I think that she did it in her own cool way.
Every time she comes off, you take a deep breath and pray. But I love Palin. She's awesome. I'm from Alaska, and I support her 100%.
But midtown at the Westmark, where about 70 people turned out.
Yeah, it was full. It was standing room only. In fact, when I first got here, I had to stand for the first half of the debate before I found a seat. And so this place was pretty full. And you could have heard a pin drop most of the debate. Everybody was listening to either one.
The reactions were a bit more sour and critical of both candidates.
She has an evil plan for the world. She's very charming and good-looking and possibly deadly.
I would expect that someone from Alaska who is striking out in this fashion would accept and acknowledge that she has no experience but has the fortitude and the intelligence to become a leader if she were put in that position.
I thought it was pretty interesting. They were all dodging most of the issues, but I thought Sarah was much more entertaining. Yeah, they all just tap danced around a lot of things. And then actually all referenced everybody else except themselves.
These were just a few of the comments after last night's vice presidential debate from viewers in Sitka. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.